bottom. We want to know when a person says he's no, I want to become beautiful. How do you know that what he meant was Naziris? Maybe he meant mitzvahs. As we find, there's a concept called noy mitzvah. You have to beautify mitzvahs. And so they want two lines to the bottom. Omar Shmuel. Shmuel said, Shetofas Besara. He's holding on to his hair when he said, I want to become beautiful. Something to do with hair. What's beautiful by hair? Becoming a nazir. But Omar, he said, I want to become nice. Holding on to this, I want to do something nice. What mitzvah is there with here that's nice? Obviously, the mitzvah of Nazir. That's what we stopped yesterday. Says the Gemara, I don't understand. Zira milsa daveira.
Say that you're going to let your hair grow with a koyanim.
Based on the last line, but we stopped yesterday, yeah.
With a koyanim, we said, don't let your hair grow when you're a novelist.
Yeah, not only so more than 30 days.
Exactly. So the
chayla, but you're not a koyan, you're an ordinary person.
No, but I'm saying the idea of having long hair is like, why is that having long hair is an idea of nice?
No, the mitzvah. Nice is doing a mitzvah. Oh. What mitzvah relates to here is Naziris. Ask the Gemara question, but Luchayda Nazir Milsa Daveda. But Amrin Le No. No is a word.
Exactly,
yeah. The Luchayda Nazir is an Aveda. And how can you call it beautiful? Rashi in the bottom of the page. Amrin Le No. Beautiful. Beat me. Be Amrin Le No. Be Milsa the Naziris. Me having Naziris Milsa the Noi. Is Nazir something beautiful? The Amrin Le, we say, Zil Viteve Naziv Hano and go beside something beautiful. And the Gemara in, back at the top of the page, yes. Even according to Rabbi Elazar HaKapper. This is from the Gemaras that we have here, one version, and a Masechta Tainis, and other places have a Torah, another version. There we learned that even just sitting on Baba Kama as well, that just it's an Avera to be a Nazir because you're denying yourself from wine. And the idea that you're denying yourself from wine, that itself is an Avera. So even if you're a Nazir toy, you never became Tame, the whole concept of denying yourself is an Avera. Here the Gemara will learn totally different. Anyone answers that feel that Rabbi Elazar HaKapper, even according to Rabbi Elazar HaKapper, the Amar who says Nazir Chayte, that being a Nazir is a Chayte, didn't mean being a Nazir. Hani Mili Gabi Nazir Tameh. He's talking about if you were a Nazir and then you became Tameh. And what happened? You become Tameh. We discount all the days that you kept till now. You got to then cleanse yourself from the tumah, and then start all over again. Now you're going to have regrets. Oy, I thought the whole thing would be 30 days ordeal. Now it's a 45 day ordeal. So many kabbanas, expensive business. You're going to regret your Naziris. That's when he calls you Chayte. The idea the boy missed it, since you have to cancel your original days. The Amar Achmana Bahayami Marishainim Yip. Of the early days had canceled when Gimel Marala, four lines on the top. Ki Tamei, when he becomes Tamei, Nizrei, Hosmu. Over there he's called a sinner. Dilma Osi Lemever al Nizrei says, so long he might be over on his Naziris. Avul Nozatoi Lav Chayte Karabe, but Nozatoi is not considered a sinner whatsoever. Rashi. In the top of the page, Rashi, Tafil, Rabbi Elazar HaKapper, Dami Nozat Chayte, Velamikin No, Nad Nai Zichsi, Vichipar Olam HaShachot, Olam Nefesh, Hani Miligab Nozat Tamei, Shenitma became Tamei, the Aidi, the boy, the Mister, Yom HaRashar, has to cancel, Mehedu, Mem, the Zim, Lachri, you got to count all over again, Arich, Alei Milsa, is taking a long time, Dil Mazum, Evan, now there's a good chance, he'll be over, Kedam, Beba, Kamen, Hane, Dorin, Kishay, Metamin, Verrabin, Alein, Metum, when it comes to Tamei, and then he increases the days, Mizchartin, Behen, they have regrets, Venim, Tzu, Mevin, Chul, Lazara. If he has regrets, then he, as if he cancels whole Naziris, and he still brings a carbon at the end, means the problem is he's bringing an ordinary animal as a carbon when he's not really a carbon. Avol Nazir Toy Lav Chayt Kinebei V'Amrina. Now we say Zil V'Tevi Nazir V'Hana. We say go be a Nazir. Now there's a fascinating little tesis here. We got to learn it because this tesis is a big controversy. The tesis here it says Avol Toyer Loy Chayt Kadalei. See in the bottom of the page, about 10 lines in the bottom. A Torah is not called a sinner. And that's based on the base on the bottom of the page. Taisa said, well, Torah l'chayt, okay, this is with the Gimel, but this is the base on the base. The Kosh, I don't stand. The Baalma, everywhere else, I see the Rabbi Elazar, everywhere else in Shas, where we quote Rabbi Elazar, we're not talking about Dafka and Nazir who became Tomei. Phil and Nazir Torah, we're talking about that base on the base. The Taisa is over here in the bottom. Eight lines at the bottom. I will tell you the chayt karebe. The kosher, but alma everywhere. I see the rabbi laza. Whenever we quote rabbi laza, I feel on nazir toy. We're talking about someone who's toyed. Al shame shitzir atzim in the yain. Kol chayt. The fact that he denies the wine is because he's a sinner. Over here, we're saying the only time he's a sinner is tummy. Look at his answers. The shleimer. The toy namik tzas korele chayt. You're right. When you commit, when you, even an ordinary nazir is considered a small sinner. Umekamokem hamitzah rabba lachet. The mitzvah is greater than the sin. In other words, when you become a nazir, you're doing a sin, but you're also doing a mitzvah. And because the mitzvah is greater than the sin, we ignore the sin. But when you become tamei, then the avera becomes greater than the mitzvah, and now we got a problem.
If the mitzvah is bigger than the sin, why is there a sin?
It's very modern. That means it's shaykh, it comes a chiddush now. It's shaykh, you're doing a mitzvah, b'shas ma'is, you're doing an avera. Even though the Gemara says, ein avera mitzvah, and Rosh Hashanah says everywhere, ein avera mitzvah, it cannot be that why you're doing a mitzvah, you're doing an avera. We call it mitzvah b'avera.
Not only that, but the mitzvah can't be bigger than the
mitzvah. How else do you explain if we went through the process, was now chattas, he did nothing wrong, he went through his 30 days and has
no.
One, it's the one that brings the chattas, you got to bring
the chattas. Already asked that question. Yeah. According to the man Dombar who holds his novator, what is he bringing chattas for?
Yeah, so it's the yayin.
That's one opinion. The man has two opinions. The other opinion doesn't believe in that. Right, that's Rabbi Lezer HaKapar. The other time, don't hold of that. So there's a kasa with nothing to know of Eira. However, Taisa brings a proof.
Okay.
Tell me a second. Well, the kach kareli no. Why is it called beautiful? No, it's an ordinary nose is still called beautiful. Are you doing an Eira? How can it be beautiful? If you had a nightmare on Friday night, the din is a mitzvah to fast on Shabbos. A mitzvah. And on Sunday, you're going to fast because you did an Eira for fasting on Shabbos. What's going on here? If you're telling me
it's the mitzvah
of the fast, I got to do a kapara on Sunday for this, what's going on here? So he says here, the yesh le mitzvah levat lacholim uktas aveda also she's out of b'shabbos. At the same time, you do a small aveda. Shari tzorach lejim b'tayna, still mochel shabbos. You have to fast on Sunday, lechapara, she's out of b'shabbos. So here, Taisa brings that eye, you have a musig where you're doing a mitzvah, and b'shas ma'isa, you're doing a small aveda. Amazing concept.
So you have your chonk on Monday.
Oh, but what's another Tommy then? Rachman nekayachay, the Torah calls him a sinner. The future say says neither because he has to cancel start all again. There, the sin is big. But tzorich lachzin zirasei, who covered be'ein of a mice is very difficult. With toyel shainas and Taylor understands a person's psyche, they will naturally regret the urge. So Taisa's chiddush here is a concept. You're doing a mitzvah, and you're mandating a mitzvah. Shas ma'is doing a veda. Now the truth of the matter is, tiny. It's a clear din shalom. You have to fast. How else can you learn pshat other than you're doing a mitzvah and a veda at the same time?
You fast on Sunday for the dream, but not on Shabbos.
Others argue with Taisa. They say it's impossible that B'shas is doing the mitzvah Aveda. So why by fasting you have to fast on Sunday? They say a remarkable pshat. You know why you're fasting on Sunday? Not because you fasted on Shabbos. Because what you must have done Aveda during the week to have that nightmare in the first place. And you need to fast to do tshuva on that nightmare. So on Sunday, on the cause of nightmares. Shabbos you're fasting for the nightmare. On Sunday you're fasting, what caused you to have the nightmare? So you say it's impossible to say that B'shas is doing the mitzvah Aveda. Okay, interesting argument.
So according to them, you should any time you have a nightmare, you should always fast 2 days. One for the nightmare, the other one for the Aveda.
Maybe you should not, but maybe you should. Maybe Taki should, good point. Maybe they're you. Yeah. Okay, let's go back to the Gemara. Interesting cases here. Back to the Gemara. Okay, a guy says in the Mishnah, any kazeh, I'm like this person, says the Gemara, and he, true. Nami, the tofet beside him. He said, any kazeh. Right here, we have two concepts. Sometimes you make an incomplete sentence. An incomplete sentence, we say, if a person is walking by, we know exactly what you meant. The completion of the sentence is that person. When you make a full sentence, but we don't know what you mean, then you have to hold on to your hair. You say, "I want to be nice." That's a full sentence. We just don't know what you mean. What way? So you have to hold on to your hair. We don't say a nose is walking by. Our hair doesn't help. We need you to hold your hair. Because when you say a complete sentence, we just need to understand what you said. We need to have the here. When you said an incomplete sentence and another is walking by, it's good enough. So the Gemara, you say Hareini Kazeh, and he now made it over side. You're holding it here. Or Hareini Le'amar, you didn't say Kazeh. I should be like, even when you say like the here. What does that mean? That even though you're holding on to here, maybe he means that I want the here to be grow longer. Or you say I'll be like this and holding on to the here. Here, it's not a complete sentence. We don't know. Sorry, it's a complete sentence. We don't know what you mean. What is it? Or, sorry, in a way, here it's an incomplete sentence. I'm like the here. And what about it? We don't know what you mean. Do you mean the here should be long? You mean the here should be short? Here is a question of an incomplete sentence. An incomplete sentence? We need another walking by. At any misalso, if a person says, I'm going to build up my hair in my head, or I'm going to part my hair, misalso literally means to part my hair. Memai, the hadin silso saida. How do you know he meant, when he said it was misalso, parting, how do you know he meant, or building, how do you know he meant his hair? Kidom lehi amso, the Beit Rebbe, because we once heard the maid, we heard this in a few places in Shas. that the maid of Rebbe was very intelligent, taught us a number of words. She said, "Lahu gave it to a person at Marsay Atam Salsal Besar." So does Yeshiva Bacher, sitting in Yeshiva, but he puts himself, he made him look nice, and he used to comb his hair. And she told him off. Until when are you going to go ahead and park your hair and make yourself look nice? If you're learning, if we're learning, focus on learning and don't worry about your looks. Says the Gemara, fine. But Eima Toyda, we find the word Salsala also when it comes to Toyda. The Chivit says, it says the positive Salsala Vatarimeka, you should part. When you learn Toyda, you should gribble, you should part the words of the Toyda in order to elevate you. So how do you know that's what he meant now? He'll sit and study Toyda. Amar Shmuel, Hachanami Shetafel beside here, he's holding on to his hair. Because here you made a full sentence, but we don't know what you mean. When you say a full sentence, this is what the Rosh explains. When you say a full sentence, you know what you mean? We need you holding your hair. If you say an incomplete sentence, then we need a guy walking by. Hareinu mechalkul, he says also mechalkul, which means either to feed somebody or means us to build. Memayda hadichul gesaru hainu, means talking about here. Now we learn seed. When it comes to lime, on Shabbos, you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos and you have certain measurements. And what's the measurement when it comes to seed? Rabbi Yehuda aimer k'dei losad chilkul, enough that you can sort of put into your hair that it should stick, for a woman to stick to her side. Talking about Abbas Sida, talking about the temples, it should stick to the side. So therefore we know the word chalkul to do with hair. So he said, "Emechalku." You know, he means building up his hair, which means being a nozer. Says the Gemara, "Eim amazin ani." Maybe means we find the word "mechalku" also means to provide for the poor, like by Yosef and Tzadik, Yechsev, Yechalku, Yosef as Abiv as Echov, that Yosef provided for his father and for his brothers. Amashmul hachanami shetofes besaidei. Here, also talking about he's holding on to his hair. It's a full statement, but you don't know what it means, right? You don't know what "mechalku" means. I will feed all the poor. I'll give tzedakah. Or chalka means I'll become a nozer, build my hair. But we're holding on to hair. We know exactly what it means. Hare alay l'shalech pera. I will let my hair grow. Hare zanozir zanozir. My, how do you know the word shalech means let my hair grow? The hadin shaluach ribuyu. I know shalech means let my hair grow. The chesiv it says in the pasuk shalachayich that you should grow pardes in my name like an orchard of pomegranate that grow as well. So we see the word shaluach means to grow. In other words, what? My hair should grow. Eima midi da aburi shluch also means to cut off. The chesiv, it says another pasuk, v'shaleach, the Eibishter makes it rain, v'shaleach mayim, and he sends out the water, al pnei chutzis, outside, and the water leaves its original source. So maybe it means to cut your hair off. Hadino means to let your hair grow, maybe it means to cut your hair off, or something else. Says the Gemara, Tana, we learn, peda, we have here the word shaleach peda. And we have elsewhere the word pera. Ksiv hocha kodesh yeh gadol pera. Here it said that the nozer should be holy. And the word yeh, we're going to learn that it's for 30 days. Yeh gematria 30 days. And it says the word pera is here. Uksiv hosin gab bekoin hedyed. Also by koin hedyed. It says he's not allowed to shave his head. On the other hand, upara lo yishalechu. We don't want his hair to grow too long. So therefore, we know that what from the way over there, what you're talking about over there, that a nozer, that a coin hedges here shouldn't grow too long, and how long shouldn't it grow? So we learn coin from nozer. It's like a nozer 30 days, a coin is 30 days. But we learn from there the word shaleach means growing. That's one way of knowing. The boy said another pshat. Hi shaleach mai. Who told you shaleach mai means to send away the water and cut off? Maybe not me, maybe it also means to increase. Can we tag Rabbi Yosef? Rabbi Yosef actually interpreted. The kad maskele maya lepeid of it of you. When you pour the water on the fruits, they grow. So the word shaleach doesn't go on the water, it grows on the fruits. But shaleach mayim apnechutz means that the water goes out there, outside, and it causes the fruits to grow. Okay, back to the Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah, like the end of the Mishnah said, Harei alai tzipori, and I take upon myself pigeons. Who brings pigeons? A couple of people. A metzayde for his carbon brings pigeons, two pigeons. One he's alive and one he shechts. The bird that's alive, he dips into the bird that he shechts and he sends it away. That's one case. Another case, a nazir who became tamei. A nazir who's not tamei brings these animals, three animals. A nazir became tamei brings two pigeons. This guy gets up and says, I'm bringing upon myself, I take upon myself, bring pigeons. So the mayor decided, you know what that means? That means that he's becoming a nazir. Where do you see pigeons means a nazir? And Rabbi Yehuda argues. But what's going on here? Says the Gemara, Harei alai tziporin. I take upon myself pigeons that I made. I'm a nazir. My time with it, I'm a mayor. What's the association between pigeons and nazir? We're going to have a machlekes Reish Lakish Rabbi Yechon on how we understand Rameir. Omar Reish Lakish says, when he says the word pigeons, and since he's taking upon himself a neder, he wants to do something positive, we look for a pasuk that has the word pigeons in it, and in association with what else? What else is in that pasuk? And we find the pasuk, we're in the same pasuk it talks about here, it talks about pigeons. So obviously when he said, I'll take myself pigeons, by process of association, he meant have long hair. What's the pasuk? Pigeons that are next to here, that's what accepted. It says in Pasig that by Nebuchadnezzar. It says Adisara Kenishin, that the hair like eagles rubber grew, with Tifroin Kitipoin, his nails grew like pigeons. True, the pigeons are compared to nails, but in the same Pasig it says the hair grew like eagles. So therefore, the here, next the thing, process of association. That's true, yeah. But it's a word here. It's somehow or another like an analogy, a link between the two. Says the Gemara, so that meyes of a matfis in it bemidi the samuchet. May it holds that why you grab onto something which is association, and therefore next to here, it's next to the pigeon says here. And the Rabbanon, the next page, Rabbanon Savi, Rabbanon hold, loy matvis inish b'midi l'samuchay. Rabbanon hold that you do not do this process of association. You don't say that when he said the word pigeons, he meant here. Even if another is walking by in front of you, it means nothing here. That's how the Lish Lakshya's version, a process of association. Comes along Rabbi Yechon, and Rabbi Yechon says, no, Kuli Alma, everyone holds, Loy Matfis. Everyone knows you don't do this association. You say pigeons, because in the same pasuk it says the word hair, therefore I meant I should have long hair. And after you talk. Ela Haina time that I made, no mess what is. The Chayshinon, we say, perhaps, Shema Tzipoyde Nozit Tebekilov. We don't know what he meant, right? We don't know what he meant. Could be a few things. A carbon of pigeons. One of the possible carbon of pigeons is a Nozit Tomei. And because there's a nozir tummy, so therefore we are concerned that maybe that's what he meant, that I will be a nozir. That was, I accept upon myself to be a nozir. Why nozir? Because a nozir sometimes brings pigeons, if he becomes tummy, so I will become a regular nozir. I'll avoid becoming tummy. But I'll take upon myself the zidus, because the zidus can bring pigeons sometimes, if he becomes tummy.
If you say if he's not a man in the W, he has to be supreme, do you say that he means
to supreme? Okay, but he's not commonly obligated by nozir.
No, I'm saying.
Oh, Stam.
Yeah, no, if this guy's an older man, he says, I'm going to bring his birth.
Okay, well, so tomorrow we'll ask a few questions similar. Merdil asks a question. Chai Shinikom, you're telling me you don't know what he meant. You're just saying maybe, and you, as if you're being machmir. No, maybe Dilma Tzibayin, a double kilo love. Haino wasn't a carbon, a double. He's a poor man. He gave it, and maybe he meant something else altogether. Since you don't know what he meant, you made an assumption he meant another. Maybe he meant to donate to the base of English a carbon, a double. Out of pigeons. Yeah. Now, by Nazidus, we have a rule of Tarfon said, and we pass it up Tarfon, says, kiyafli, that it has to be haflaw, it has to be clear. You yourself are made that you don't know for sure what he meant, so why do you automatically, even if you assume he meant the Nazir, it has to be conclusive, compelling. There's nothing compelling here. Says the Gemara, no. If he meant Nadav, Im Kain, he would have used the expression Hareya like Kain Miboile. Since he said pigeons too, usually you have, when it comes to Nadav, you use the expression Kain, a pair of pigeons. And he didn't use the word Kain, he obviously didn't mean Nadav. What else did he mean? A person who brings two pigeons. And who's that? Another Tommy. So I'll bring another Tommy. Freddy Gemara, if that's proud. The Dilma Hareya like Tzipoide Mitzayde Kamar, Mitzayde also brings pigeons. I told you, bring two pigeons, one is alive and one is Shech. So maybe that's what he meant. So there's two components here. He said, "Harei Tziporin," which is an incomplete sentence. We don't know what he wants to do with the Tziporin, right? We know what he said, but we don't know what he wants to do with it. He didn't complete it. And then another is walking by, so therefore we put the two together, that becomes a complete sentence. Freddy Gemara, Vidilma Nazir Tomei. Maybe this Nazir walking by was a Nazir Tomei, and when he said, I take upon myself the pigeons, maybe what he meant was, I will pay with my own money the pigeons that this guy has to bring. Not that I will become a Nazir like him. That's the Gemara, because you're a Nazir Tomei, I will find out. We're talking about, for example, he was a Nazir Toyer, was walking by in front of him. We know that the guy was a Nazir Toyer. So what do you mean, pigeons? Obviously, he meant, that guy's not bringing pigeons. You meant that person who could eventually bring pigeons if he becomes Tomei. I take upon myself to be like him, which is what? To be a Nazir.
Or he could have had nothing to do with the Nazir.
What else could it be?
He just happened to be walking by.
No, so what else did he mean when he said those words?
It means that he meant something else and we don't know what he meant.
There's only two possibilities, either a donation or a mitzvah. So it's a donation, but use a different expression. A mitzvah, because a nuz is walking by in front, we learned till now, when a nuz walks by in front and you make this incomplete sentence, we know we combine the words of the pictures, and therefore we have a complete sentence. A nuz could be a nuz. A woman is a pasuk, yeah.
No, but the woman's not a nazi, but the woman walks by and she's pregnant, and he says bird, and says it's good for her common.
Could be. Yeah, maybe then. Maybe then, yeah. Yeah. Tell him what about my benayu? What's the machlekes? At the end of the day, they're both limpshat in the mayor. Even Ishlakis is talking about a nozis walking by in the associations. What? Where would there be enough kamin halacha in pshat and rameir? That if you say pigeons, I meant a nozir. Whether you learn like a Ishlakis because of the association of the pasuk or Rabbi Yechanan, because and you still need a nozir walking by. And according to Rabbi Yechanan, that says it has nothing to do with association of the pasuk. It has to do with just a nozir walking by. Where would there be a difference? At the end of the day, they both need a nozir walking by. It's just a poople, whether it's because of association. Who needs it? What's the difference? So well, I'll tell you, there is a difference. If he would have clearly said, we don't have to guess. He says, I take upon myself the pigeons that are written in the same pasuk as the here. So you associated the pigeons with the here. According to the Shlokish, you no longer need another walking by. Because now we know exactly what you mean. And we use the process of association. What did you mean? I want to be another. However, according to Rabbi Yechanan, since he doesn't believe in association, so what if you mentioned the pigeon that's mentioned in the pasuk here? We need a nazir walking by. If a nazir not walking by, nothing happened. If a nazir walk by, fine. Even nazir not walking by in front of you, he's still considered a nazir because of this process of association. According to the Shlokish, you're telling me that the Rabban argue doesn't believe in the association. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you tell me that everyone agrees you don't believe in this association. If I say pigeons and because in the same pasuk is here, so let me ask a question. I'm going to prove to you from other places that when you use a word, if in the same pasuk there's another word that can give us a definition to this word, we're going to use that other word. We are going to use a process of association. For example, mi yikol man nomer. Is there an opinion that says le matfis inish bimilzer the samichle? Is there an opinion that says you don't associate with something else written in the same pasuk? V'hatanya. Didn't we learn? Ha'oimer, you mean if a guy says, my right hand, he says, my right hand, I won't eat this loaf of bread. Is that considered a lashon of a shvuah? You say Hashem, right? You say, you mean right hand? What is right hand? Harezu shvuah, we treat it as a shvuah. My timer, why? Because of an association of the word right hand with something else. La mishum dechsi with Eibushta. Remember, when you make a shvuah, you have to say La Hashem. Here it's like saying La Hashem. How is saying the right hand associated with Hashem? Because we have a pasuk where it mentions the same pasuk, the right hand, it says Hashem. It says over there in the pasuk. Very good. That's not the pasuk it brings. The yardim yemina yismaila. No, we want to find a shvua to associate with a shvua. By yardim yemina yismaila el shemayim. This person who was dressed over there is in Daniel. It says he lifted his hands to Shemaim. He lifted his right hand, his left hand to Shemaim. And he swore. Vayishav l'chayim, he swore. So we see that there's an association between right hand and swearing today. So that's why when you say Yamin, it's a shvuah. So how do we know Yamin is a shvuah? Only because in the same pasuk you find the shvuah. So what do you mean? Amri loy, no, that doesn't have to do association. That is b'shem the yamin gufa yikra shvua. That's not because association. Because the word you mean when you say my right hand, lahavdul today in a court, when you want to swear, they lift your right hand. The right hand itself, that is shvua. Not because of the same pasuk we find in association. That's a term that people use where right hand means I swear. How do you know? The time we learned. Minayin loy mimin shvua. How do you know when your guy says right hand, he meant shvua? Shenem, it says, Nishba Hashem b'yaminoi. He said, Hashem swore in his right hand. If you say my left hand, any hand, it's a shvua. Shneimer said, pause and continue. Uvuzroya, and his left hand, uzay, his strength. So we see, it says yiminoi, and it says uzay. So and then it says uzroya uzay. That's his other hand. Must be the other hand. Can't be the same right hand. And the continuation, and it's the left hand, and that's how we know the Eibusha puts on film. Because it says Uzroya Uzo, and his left hand, that's his strength. And Hashem is Lama Yita, and gives us strength. So therefore, we see that Uzroya means the left hand. So right hand or left hand means Shvuah. Don't do it with association. Okay, next Mishnah. Next, we'll do some Rashi's. Hareini Nozir. If a guy says, I will be a Nozir, but I want to limit it only Minachat Sonim, I want to be a Nozir only from the pips. Oh, Minazogim, from the skins. Only that. Or mina tagalachas, I want to be a nozir only from the haircut. Or mina tume, in other words, there's a number of dinner by nozir. I want only to be a nozir on this din here. I don't want to go to basic clothes. Harei's a nozir, says the Mishnah, he's a nozir, but not only is he a nozir. The chol dikdukin is zidus olav. Once you become a nozir, you can't limit. I want to be a nozir only. I want to be Jewish, but only to take this mitzvah. You can't do that. You're a nozir, you're a full-fledged nozir. That's what our Mishnah says. Says the Gemara is not so simple. Mas nisin, it's actually machlekes tanoim. The loike Rab Shimon. Our Mishnah does not work out with Rab Shimon. The Tanya we learn Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon says, "Einu chayiv." Rab Shimon says, "You are not chayiv ad until she yoder mekulam." Rab Shimon says that if you clearly say, "I want to be a nazir only of wine," you're not a nazir at all. You have to be a nazir of everything. You have to say it. I mean, nazir of everything. Not a nazir at all. Not like our Mishnah. But Rabbanan Amri, I feel nazir, but Bechadman having nazir. Rabbanan say that even if he said, "I'll be a nazir in one," you're a nazir and you're full fledged nazir. What's going on here? Nothing. Nothing. Nothing is chal. All or nothing. We'll live for Pasik. Nothing. My time, Rab Shimon, on my cross, says in the Pasik. Says the Pasik by Nazir, it said that all the David Nazir is that he has to separate from wine. It says, Mikol Ashi Yasa Megefen Hayayim. What do you mean, Mikol? From everything. So we dash in the word, everything is obviously extra, to teach you that that once you become a Nazir, you're a Nazir from everything. Mechatzoni Va'adzog. From the pips to the skin. Rashi. Rashi on the word Gemara, six lines in the bottom. Even only mentioned the pips, I mean zoga, the skins, I raise the nozzle, the whole dick took in his zizzle, it's full for nozzle. How do I know? Mikoil ashe yasa. Mashma she tzodich she hei noize mikoil ashe yasa. Rab Shimon holds that it says mikoil ashe yasa, it's as if. The Pasuk says, "Kol yimei nizrei mikoil ashe yasa," as if to say that you want to become a nozzle, you have to highlight mikoil. You have to be prepared to separate yourself from everything. You're not a nazir unless you mention everything. The Rabbanon. What are they going to say? The Rabbanon hold that even if you only mention one thing, you're a full-fledged nazir. This isn't Pasuk Mikoil. The Rabbanon say, "My time on my crow." The Pasuk says, next Pasuk says, "Miyayin v'sheicha yazir." It says, "Miyayin v'sheicha yazir." Even though you only mentioned wine, nevertheless, in the previous pasuk you only mentioned wine, yet what are you a nazir from? Wine and old wine. No, what's the pasuk trying to tell you? Sheikh is extra. What are you needed for? To tell you that even things you didn't mention are included. Once you become a nazir, you're a nazir for everything. Rashi. Oh, makram miyayin v'sheikha yazir, the mashma, the afilu, the loy nazir, al miyayin chud, even though you only mentioned wine, having nazir mikulam, you're nazir for everything. No, what's Rab Shimon going to do the pasuk Yayin Sheikh? What do you need the word Sheikh? It's extra. But Rab Shimon Nami teaches a very important din. Haksiv doesn't say pasuk Miyayin v'Sheikh Yazid. You should separate from wine and Sheikh. Why does the pasuk say Sheikh? Doesn't that come to teach you that even things you didn't mention automatically you're nozzle from? No. Ahum Ebbah, you know what you need for? To teach you Chiddush. That wine is regular wine. No Sheikh teach you that even if this wine is a wine that you must drink because it's a mitzvah, still you could become, once you became a nazir, you now drink from that wine. Lesser yayin mitzvah ki yayin shows. The word yayin teaches you ordinary wine. I'm a nazir, I don't drink wine. Sheikh teaches you that even the wine which is a mitzvah to drink, don't drink that wine because you're a nazir. Nothing to do with teaching you other things that are not included. According to Rab Shimon, you have to include everything. Now, which wine is Yayin Mitzvah? Which wine from the Torah do you have to drink that's a mitzvah? Yeah? Freddy Mahi. Now, there's different ways of learning the Gemara. We'll learn both ways. Way number one. Mahi, what is it? Kiddush of Avdalta, like Yehuda just said. There's a mitzvah from the Torah to make Kiddush. And according to Rashi's interpretations, a mitzvah from the Torah to make Avdalta on wine. On wine. That's why Sedrish Knorrich should be Mahadir on Motsoi Shabbos to make Havdalah on wine, not on other things. So, but that's not from the Torah. Kiddush and Havdalah is a mitzvah in the Torah to make it on wine. So the Chayda, if anyone has a question, sins is a mitzvah in the Torah to make Kiddush and wine. How can you now come along and make yourself a nazir and not drink the wine? How can you make a shvur? Can I make a shvur I won't put on tefillin? No. So how can I make a nazir is like a shvur? How can I go over there and make a shvur that I'm not going to drink wine of Kiddush when I have to? Have we already forsworn Hasinai. Rashi is bound on the page. Lesser yayin mitzvah ki yayin rishus. Mahi kiddush adulter mi chayil olen nizir. But in zidus fall, top of the page. Vadi mushbe v'ayin l'masinah. The chesiv, it says, where does the Torah say you have to drink wine? It says, zochar nizir ma Shabbos l'kacha. It says, and I said, we've got to remember Shabbos. Zochrei ola yayin. So Rashi learns that from the Torah. It's a big chiddush Rashi. That ma Torah, the top of the page, dalar v'alaf. Ma Torah, you need to make kiddush on wine. Ainly yalav b'chnisasa Friday night. Be yitziyasi minayin hainu havdoli. You have to make a wine. Tamalaymer. We learn out zochav bechnisase bechnisiyasi. So we learn out that mahatoyde you need to make havdoli on wine. The kaimelon. We have a rule. The nishbalavatul is a mitzvah. If you make a shvur, but I won't do a mitzvah. But if I say I won't wear tefillin, it's not a shvur. The loy asya shvur mevatels mitzvah. Shvur, can I come in and overturn a mitzvah? So what are you telling me, that I become a nazir, I shouldn't drink wine at Kiddush? Of course you should drink wine at Kiddush. It's a mitzvah in the Torah. Now ask you a question. Tell me, I don't understand. But Tanan, didn't we? Now the question is, what is nazir? Is nazir like a neder? Nazir like a shvur? We actually brought before that nazir, it says in the pasuk, yidon neder, nazir lahazir. Sounds like that the nazir is like a neder. In other words, what I mean, that the hair on my head is also for me. The wine on the table is also for me. Not that I'm not drinking the wine, but let's see how Rashi learns. L'chayda, we learned, chayme ben adadim b'shvuz. Now, adadim is strictly shvuz. Rashi, the narrow line, the first narrow line, she can have neder, chol advar mitzik davar shvuz. When you make a neder, if I say I won't sit in the sukkah shvur, you got to sit in the sukkah on sukkahs. But if I make a neder, the sukkah is forbidden to me, then I don't sit in the sukkah. So, because another neder could fall even on a mitzvah. So l'chayda over here also, when you said nazir is like a neder. So l'chayda, how can you drink wine? As if you're saying the wine is forbidden to me. So what if it's a kiddush nadolah? But it's like a neder. Answers actually like kasha the lahavi, because I don't believe nazir is like a neder. I believe nazir like a shvur. It's like you're going to amma yeshiva sukkah lai the ois alav. When you make a neder, you say the sukkah is forbidden to me. We can't force it, the sukkah is forbidden. If you make a shvur, even use the word neder, I will not sit in the sukkah, you can't do that because you already have a mitzvah. Ein bidvar of klum, doesn't mean anything. That's how Rashi learns. Let's just do the first line of Tesis and Avdal and Aleph, the fourth Tesis on the page. Mahi kiddusha v'avdalta muzboim hasinu. You see Tesis? The Kiddush Hayom Deraisa, Kiddush on Davdalar Rabbat Aleph, the fifth Tesis from the top of the page. Fourth Tesis. So he brings first Rashi. Kiddush Hayom, making Kiddush is the Raisa from the Torah. The Eich Tochel of Nazir, since from the Torah you have to make Kiddush and wine, how can be a Nazir Yavri Mitzvah? Says, that's how Rashi learns. It says, the kosher. And the contrary, Lahochi eats a Kram Yusuf, I can't. Because, generally speaking, if there's a mitzvah, you cannot overturn it. That's why you have a special pasuk. Yain v'sheichet tell you that over here, you do overturn it. And the wine is also. What's the problem? Leimad the chayil lenazidus. That's why you're nazir. But you kasha. My mishani basar. What do we answer? The final answer is going to be that what? That you made a shvur that you will drink wine, and then you became a nazir, and therefore, for that you need a pasuk. What's the difference between that and you stood in Hasina? He said, drink wine. You stood in Hasina, he said, drink wine. Oh, you can't overturn it. And yet, when I made my own shvur that I'll drink wine, and then I overturned it, I could. What's the difference? You can ask in the moment you made a shvur, you'll drink wine. Mahasina, you have to keep it. That's the din of shvur. What's the difference? Well, caution. My biggest question is the kiddush hayom lav deraisa. There's no mitzvah in the Torah to make kiddush Friday night on wine. The Nihi Nami, I agree with you. The Chesiv, it says Zohar. And I agree with you, Vedashin, we're learning more Pesachim. Zohreyo ala yayin, you have to remember wine. Asmachtahi. Trace the holes, making Kiddush on wine is only Midrabbanon. My Torah, you have to make Kiddush on wine. So what's the most problem? Therefore, Trace learned to show you a lateral thinker. Exactly the opposite of Rashi. That's exactly the most question. You're telling me we need Yayin Sheikh because the Torah is telling you that even though there's a mitzvah to drink wine, I could become a nazir and not drink it. Find me one place in the Torah there's a mitzvah to drink wine. Where is the mitzvah to drink wine in the Torah? By bris, there's no mitzvah in the Torah. By chuppah kedusha, there's no mitzvah in the Torah. Shai baruch, there's no mitzvah in the Torah drinking on wine. Where's the mitzvah? Kiddush. Is there a mitzvah in the Torah drink wine by kiddush? In my Torah, you say a few words, you yaitze. That's the most question. There is no mitzvah of drinking wine. So why do I need a pasuk to tell me that I can, if I become a nazir, I shouldn't drink the wine of kiddush? Where does the Torah say you should drink wine of kiddush? I need to tell you that a nazir doesn't. L'chaynir many times, just the opposite. The garsin beats the question. The chi mujbevoy masine. Is there a mitzvah klemen? Lo malikram mitavoni. The pasuk lesser yain mitzvah. The chi mujba is sworn. Nihi the kiddush hayom deraisa. True kiddush is my Torah. But ala yain lav deraisa. Not in the Torah. There's a chay ala yain asmachta. It's only the rabbanon. The hash to mashain. Now the more will answer. I'll find you one case with the mitzvah in the Torah to drink wine. You know when? When you made a promise to drink wine. He going to nishba lishi. Swore to drink. That yes, you have to keep. If you become a nazir, that the nazir overrides that. Sure, I forgot. Change tomorrow.